good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is you're listening here to the DriveCast. So thankful that you've chosen to join us. My name's Paul from Marion, and really grateful to have you with us. We are in Philippians 4, 8, and 9 today. We'll read those verses, talk through things a bit, and then get into some prayer time as well. The text says this: "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." I love when the Bible gives us clear promises. Here's a clear promise: practice what you've seen and heard in and from me, and think about things that are pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise. And the God of peace will be with you, which contrasts just a little bit different, just a little bit with verses 4 through 7, as the Apostle Paul encouraged us toward prayer. Don't be anxious about anything, he says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And so in this, I think we have a little bit of a nuanced difference that is, I think, helpful to draw out. So in verses 4 through 7, it's talking about prayer and in connection with anxiety. I think sometimes certain things get sort of lodged into my mind that I may be stressed about. So maybe something going on and I just can't stop thinking about it and wondering, how's that going to work out? What do I need to do? What should I have said differently? And those are the things that can sort of begin to bubble up anxiety within me. And the Apostle Paul's encouragement there is to pray about that. And the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. That's a promise. The verses 8 and 9, what Paul is getting here more is, hey, the things that you find yourself meditating on, thinking about, perhaps fantasizing about, are those things honorable? Are they pure, as I already said, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise? If there was a readout of our thought life, sort of a printout of our thought life, how much of it would we be okay with somebody else reading? I think that's a decent litmus test to really think about, man, what am I dwelling on? What am I thinking about? I know with anxiety, to go back to verses 4 through 7, sometimes those things feel totally out of our control. Like, man, I just started thinking about this one thing, and the next thing I know, I'm in a full-blown panic attack, and just don't know what to do about it. Again, the encouragement here is prayer. When it comes to the true, honorable, pure, lovely, commendable, are we guarding what we see and what we hear? I think this is just such a sort of an action step we can take to really think about, am I guarding what I see, what I hear, and therefore then what I think about? I know so many of us have kids, and sometimes what can happen is you're watching football on Sunday afternoon, and you know it's pre-Halloween, and some ridiculous horror movie comes on. And anybody out there who likes horror movies, I'm not trying to offend you, but I just can't. You know, it sticks in my mind. But my kids, like, they'll see like a clip, and then they literally, my 6-year-old son, who's our oldest, he will run out of the room, plug his ears, and close his eyes because that's what I told him to do. And it's a little bit ridiculous, but these images can get stuck in their head, and it's like, why can't my kids sleep? It's like, well, did they see something that has terrified them? And so I think we should be a little bit childlike at times in our fleeing from images, from things that just aren't good for our souls. Pornography is so rampant in our culture. I don't know how many people go to malls anymore, but I don't know when the last time I was at the Polaris Mall, for example, but I do remember being there at times and walking, and it's like, man, you walk past certain stores and like, I don't want to look over there, but you know, it just sort of happens. And then I'm like, oh no, just lock it in. And then sometimes those images can get sort of burned into my mind. And I'm like, I don't want that. You know, I've been very open with my past. I've got, you know, past 10-year porn addiction, and you know, those things can like trigger a little bit, you know? And so I have to try and really guard things. You know, certain TV shows, like, I'm just not going to watch things. Certain scenes that come on, like, we'll just fast forward it. Like, be that guy, be that woman. That's okay, because the promise here is the God of peace will be with you. I don't know about you, but I want the God of peace with me. I need the God of peace with me. And the promises of the scripture are, he will be. And this is not necessarily like, hey, you must be perfect in this, and then he will be. But it's this intentional, like, God, I want to think and dwell on the things that are good, that are from you, that are of you. And so to that end, I want to pray for us. Maybe if we're struggling in this area, would the Holy Spirit convict us? Maybe there's certain things that we need to cut out. And maybe there's certain things we need to pray to ask him to remove from our minds that have been just sort of burned in there. But he can do that. He can renew our minds as he promises to do in Romans 12, 2. Let's pray. So thankful for you joining us today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, we love you. We praise you. Convict us of anything that we're watching, listening to, seeing that is not of you. Would we flee from that? Would you replace images or sounds or various things that are maybe burned into our minds? You can do that. We trust you to do that. We love you. We praise you. Help us honor and glorify you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.